the accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 464061 through 464078. Checks number 464080 through 464109. Warrants 7741 through 7746. 5 transfers or journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 464079.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes, the regular session minutes, July 6, 2021, and executive session minutes for July 8, 2021.
I just had one question on, I don't know how what we've done in the past, where it brings up Mr. Elliott, is labeled him as attorney. Should we have it county's attorney or representing the county?
Are you talking on the regular minutes?
Yes.
We need to hold the regular minutes till next week that they're not ready. They couldn't get all the information. They just now received part of it in regard to the one of the vacations. On the Lakeshore Drive, they couldn't understand everything he said, but they now have that information.
Under Lakeshore Drive, there needs to be more added in, entered into the records, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys good on the July 8th executive minutes?
Yes.
Move to approve executive minutes for July 8th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission. Wanted to just report at the end of June, GCR is at $4,336,382.64. The month to date, the month of June, the expenditures was the revenues was $1,292,053.68, and the expenditures was $1,212,675.56. Road and Bridge is at and this includes the CART fund $14,092,229.27. Law enforcement tax, which is going to be the 550 account, is at $1,932,765.45. And the sewer fund is at $6,994,424.25. And there's other than that. Any questions about the monthly? Thank you.
University of Missouri Extension update. I don't see anybody here.
On Yeah, we just did that not too long ago.
I'm not sure if that was time to be on there.
That's what I meant.
Moving on down, Treasurer semi-annual report.
Good morning. As per statute, I'm here to enter into record my semi-annual settlement investment report. I had emailed this, I believe it was sometime last week, for you to go over. I'll just kind of give the brief. The total budget funds was $30,040,991.31. Total treasurer funds, $6,802,269.88. Total of all funds, $36,843,261.19. You'll see the different reports. First would be the month-end report. I have attached the where we have the investments, through what which banks, and then I did put the bank statements. As of right now, cash in the treasurer checking was $20,922,797.18. The new ARPA checking was $5,431,987.04. And then in the coronavirus account is $60,266.95. And in CDs, we have $10,428,209.42. But the total of the $36,843,261.19. Do you have any questions?
Is the $60,000, is that the interest?
No, it's interest plus we had just a little bit left.
And on that ARPA funds, I have been asked on it by people wondering what, and we're waiting on directions from the feds. They're still sending out more directions on how the way to handle it and everything.
It on, right.
But that is drawing interest during that time, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Move to accept and enter into the record the semi-annual settlement and investment report as presented by the county treasurer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Old Chief Plant Road Bridge Replacement Change Order Number 1, Number 21-079, Road and Bridge. I've received a letter dated July 9, 2021 from our attorney Travis Elliott and approves the change order as the form. This is with V-Box Sales and Service LLC. Increased material cost of $10,854.
That's correct. What that is, we're going to go from a spread footing to the pilings, like we've done on the previous bridge, with the same arrangements. But that is going to save around $15,000 in concrete.
In labor, or concrete.
And we will have some additional rebar on the top. It's got the curve to it. It's going to be around $1,500, so still around $12,000
savings. Yeah.
And that will help get up out of the water quicker. Like I said, on the drilling, we're going to use like we did before.
This is, to me, a necessity, a good thing, because like everyone has told us about, Little Beaver's pretty rough at times. so I think it's a good move. When you say the curve, you what did you mean, a curve?
A rebar at the very top, it'll curve like that, so you can tie in for like your cap on the bridge, the deck.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Stirrup reinforcing. Before, when it was a spread footing, it'd come from the footing and then go straight up, but now it's a pile cap on these piles, and so
okay.
rather than just straight up pieces, it requires kind of full squares that were okay. not in the original rebar filler reinforcing.
And what, every 12 inches?
Every 12 inches, yeah.
But the rebar we've got, we can use on other jobs,
yeah.
correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Move to approve change order number one on the Old Cheese Plant Road Bridge Replacement Project.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Notice of renewal for de-icing materials number 21-077, Road and Bridge. I have received a letter dated July 9, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the notice as performed with Central Salt LLC for de-icing materials.
Do you guys have any questions on this?
No.
Move to approve the notice of renewal to the agreement for de-icing materials by and between Taney County and Central Salt LLC.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. City of Rockaway Beach funding agreement approval request. Rockaway Beach Regional Wastewater Treatment Facility Screening and Grit Removal Project Construction Phase.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll go ahead and read the information report. The City of Rockaway Beach is requesting the approval of the above reference funding agreement that will provide for the construction of a screening and grit removal system to be located upstream of the existing influent pumping station. And that influent pumping station is just up above the, it's on the same property as the regional wastewater facility is, so they're all located right there together. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $979,000. This amount is based on bids received by the city, with an apparent low bidder, G&G Construction, being selected at a cost of $729,542.96. In addition, the amount requested includes $115,000 for engineering during construction, project inspection services, and a 15% contingency for any unforeseen conditions that may arise during construction. The city is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until October 31st, 2022 to allow sufficient time for the construction of the improvements, as well as time for the approval, reimbursement, and project closeout procedures to be completed. The City of Rockaway Beach's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on June 28th, 2021. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the county commission, who has approved each copy as to form. This project meets the criteria necessary to determine the project's eligibility for approval and funding through the sewer sales tax funding agreement program. And representatives from the City of Rockaway Beach are here if you have any questions.
This is something that was presented to us in our
yes.
discussion from the...
Yeah, approximately 3 weeks ago, we met mm-hmm. with the commission, we being myself and representatives from Rockaway Beach, mm-hmm. to discuss this project.
Yeah.
Due to the cost of it, I just wanted to be sure the commission was aware of what was being presented.
Was it budgeted for...
I'm sorry?
Was it budgeted for this year?
Yes. Yes.
My only thought... is remain until October of 2022.
Yes, I was going to say this will be one that we'll have to carry over
yes.
this year.
And then realizing that on August 3rd is when we vote on the extension,
mm-hmm.
not the continuation
yes.
of the sewer sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
So with all of that in mind,
yes,
this would be important to, mm-hmm. in order to...
Yeah, this year, as we did last year, we'll have a lot of discussion with Brad Albritton concerning the sewer district's project.